like the episodes have been disappearing and coming back, and I think it's because they're being marked as explicit.
Yeah, like right here.
I listen to it on iTunes though, not Podbean. So it's probably just because it's on iTunes. I don't know why I would. I have the Podbean app just to see how many downloads we get, but
yeah, I mean that's exactly boy. Great minds.
Great minds.
All of them are actually showing up this time.
Yeah, yay. They usually do. That's the like I've never seen them not.
Yeah,
that's
we got a little red e-boy next to our boys to say that we're explicit.
Well, I don't see that.
That's I got some other red wait, marks next to my boys, what? But that's completely
red
unrelated.
E.
I don't see that anywhere.
Oh, not on the Podbean app.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, on iTunes.
Hey, everybody. This is the Dad Podcast.
Are we recording? Bitch. Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, did they get the red mark next to my boys?
Yes.
In there? Thank God. I was like, man, that would be so good for the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, take a drink. Here we go.
Guys, oh, yeah, we are in Jordan's basement again.
Hello.
For another edition. We already mentioned him this episode. He's our guest again, because we're all in Indiana right now.
I've come back from the great beyond, finally.
Yes, and we are, the sound's going to be a little interesting, because I have one mic in between all three of us, but at least we're all in the same damn place.
It's about damn time.
So, we're going to have some fun tonight, we're going to play some games, we're going to drink some beers, we're going to burp some boys.
That's one.
Here's one.
Yeah. Well, I do have one before you guys knew we were recording. I did burp, so that is two.
You son of a bitch.
So,
you gotta
Jordan.
Get ahead of us.
Hmm? Jordan is our guest. Welcome, Jordan Kenyon.
Hello.
Again, here. Jordan is wearing a t-shirt that we need to talk about, and it is a t-shirt because it's got a picture on it and a picture on the picture of Ice-T's face. And it's red and brownish. I'm colorblind, but it looks like actual iced tea. And then there are pictures of Ice Cube in cube-shaped cubes with his face all over it, like a six-sided dice, but all Ice Cube as ice cubes in the... And then there's also Mr. T on a tea bag hanging out at the top of the picture. We just have to take a picture and put it on the Twitter. As I realize, this entire thing is
just
obnoxious.
And we'll leave it out of context.
Yeah.
We're going to post it right now, and then when you listen to the episode, you'll
hear
it.
There you go. Let me stand up here.
We don't even need your face in it.
Stand up.
Do you want the face in it?
No, that's fine.
Yeah, no one needs to
know. We want Ice T, Ice Cube, and Ice Boy, Mr. T.
No one needs to know what you look like.
Honestly, though, that's the best shirt I've ever seen.
I love this shirt so
much. And it took me 5 minutes.
I feel it, too. It's like...
It
looks like it's kind of like a sporty feel.
The polyester.
Yeah, I'm confirming it. It's soft.
Can you wear that as a Christian? Polyester shirt? Is that...
Polyester Tinder girl.
I think she can wear this.
She just makes a lot of fabrics.
Yeah, a lot of different fabrics.
Yeah, a lot of different fat dicks. She got.
Oh.
It just happened. It just came into my head. It's like a lot of fat dicks. Okay. All right. No. All right. Okay. All right. No. We're done. I can't.
Oh my god. This episode of the Dad Podcast has been brought to you by the fabric of our lives.
I'm so sorry that my mind is so fucking filthy.
Are you sorry? I don't think you are.
I'm not sorry. This is great content.
I just tweeted that picture to the Dad Podcast and with no words. I just tweeted a picture of it, and people are going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What's going on?
For 2 days, they're going to be like, cool shirt.
Yeah,
like,
nice, good.
What is this?
What's going on? Interesting. Oh, man.
Man, so... Guys, I saw Beauty and the Beast very recently, as in left the theater an hour ago. Well, before that. Yeah.
And you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was great, man. Like, so fucking gay. I'm just kidding.
My girlfriend and I went and saw that a few weeks ago. It was really good, actually.
It actually was very well done. Emma Watson being Belle is like...
Hot.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean,
she's great.
Boy. I was like, I remember being... A boy being like, oh, Belle's so pretty. I want to marry Belle when I grow up. And now I'm like, oh, I want to do things to Belle.
Oh,
I want to ring her bell.
Oh,
so you say there's something about this Belle?
There's something about this Belle. It's quite peculiar.
Yeah. So good. how gay was LaFoe really?
It, honestly, I mean,
it
just as
bad.
Gay as the cartoon.
Seriously,
it's Disney.
The media,
every man's a little gay.
The media totally blew everything out of the water.
It absolutely
there was nothing.
Did.
Maybe like three things.
And
very
even
small
then,
things.
Like 10 years ago, they would have made the same joke.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. It's like, it was so dumb. The media blew it out of proportion. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a great movie.
Yeah.
I thought, I mean, it's a musical for F's sake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Musicals are gay as F.
Okay. You know what? I'm actually not going to sign on to that.
I know.
I don't want
to. I like musicals.
You can be masculine and like musicals.
I agree.
Okay.
I'm a boy that loves musicals.
Oh, but you're gay. That's a thing.
Right, no, that's true.
I've been in musicals. They're nice. They're nice.
Gay, gay, confirmed. Cameron.
I've done musical. I was in Hairspray in high school. I
mean, you were also the Genie's twin brother.
I was a genie in a musical that we don't talk about.
So I love that so much.
Oh, man.
A musical that we wrote where we used Disney characters, which is definitely fucking copyright.
Like, yeah, infringement. I always wondered about that. I'm like, how are we flying this?
Oh, we just did it, I guess.
Did we pay for, like, the music even?
No.
Holy shit.
There's no. So much stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Oh, so, that, yeah. So, in high school, we were in, Cameron and I both did this. Jordan did a summer with CSA. Cameron and Bobby,
yeah.
Yeah. A collection of sexy athletes.
Yeah.
Actors.
Was
sorry.
That on the fly?
They're actors. Wow. That was.
Jeez. No. It's Community School of the Arts.
Yeah.
And they wrote their own plays, and we did a play the summer after our senior year of high school. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Senior year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, summer after our senior year of high school, we performed a play that we had all written, like, as a community school of the arts.
Yeah. Separately, but then threw them all together.
Yeah, but, basically everyone writes their own scenes, and then the guy who, like, ran the whole thing was like, all right, we'll just throw this shit all, and then we'll kind of make an arc out of it, and then there's weird shit that doesn't make sense in there, yep. But I'm a little bit crazy. It's cool. He's a nice guy.
He's a great guy. He has a great laugh.
He's a really great guy. And when you make him laugh, you feel... Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
I'll imitate it here in about 5 seconds when I get to the other side of the room.
Basically. When you get... Hold on. It's so loud.
This is that guy's laugh.
Let me say something first.
Yeah, go. Tell a joke.
Yeah, so it's like this thing, and we did the plays, and then we did... And it was fun, but it was just...
Is that pretty good? That's actually really good. Yeah.
Yeah. When he laughs, but it's like he wheezed too.
Oh, that's really true. Good. That is the Mark laugh.
Anyway, let's get back on.
I'm back.
So we did this.
Sarah just liked that picture on the Dad podcast.
Who's Sarah?
Sarah, who we talked about on the one episode.
Oh.
Where we like effed up her last name, and then she texted me and she's like, "That was the worst thing that's ever happened to me."
I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah. Anyway, so we did these plays and we basically just ripped off
Disney.
Are our
knees touching?
No.
Oh, what is that? Okay. Not bad.
We ripped off Disney. It's a miracle that CSA is still a thing that didn't get sued the fucking pants off of. So
it's just a matter of time. Because we know that people who deal with Disney copyright listen to us. Just to make sure that we don't get away with that.
On the reg.
Oh, yeah.
On the reg.
On the reg. It's actually weird that you mentioned that, though, because I was, like, just thinking about the iTheater show.
Oh, my gosh.
Not joking, just today.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
That is where I met the girl that I would write songs about for 3 years, who sparked my career.
She might.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Hi, Audrey. We're cool, right? Sorry about all that. That was creepy as hell. But thanks for listening.
I just remember being stuck at the Splash House for like 9 hours.
Being
able to do nothing.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is all local.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
it's all local jargon.
Splash House is a very small water park here in Marion, Indiana.
We gotta stop using this esoteric language.
Yeah.
Wallace.
There's all a boy. Right? I don't know what that means. Who's,
this is what not to do on a podcast. This is so bad. 2 minutes in and nothing interesting happened. Yeah. Hey. Shout out to that guy. Hey, Larry.
Larry. 2 minutes into Netflix and chill, and you can suck my dick.
Larry, if you've made it this full, like, 5 to 7 minutes in this podcast, I want to say one thing. How do I say this kindly? Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself, Larry. I love this podcast. It's so fun. I'm intoxicated right now.
At least you're honest.
I'm intoxicated as shit right now, baby.
That's it. See you next week.
Yeah. Everyone, thank you for listening.
I don't Oh, man. Speaking of Bill Cosby.
I'm honestly not that drunk, but I just really like to do a very drunk voice. This is really fun.
Guys, I went to see Journey last night in Fort Wayne.
You did not?
So, yeah, I did.
They played in Fort Wayne?
So much.
This was my fifth time seeing Journey, baby.
Why are they in Fort Wayne?
Memorial Coliseum.
Oh, okay.
Also, the fifth time. Not many people can actually say that. They've seen Journey five times.
This was my dad's 10th. It's been his favorite band. I grew up listening to Journey all the time.
I love Journey, dude.
Yeah, dude.
They are really good.
And they are one of the most seasoned rock bands. They're still amazing. The guy that's been touring with them for like 11 years now, Arnel Pineda.
The new lead singer?
Yeah, a little Filipino boy.
Yes.
He's insanely good live. And I've only seen him, but like I've seen them five times. It's the very first time, though, that I was front row.
The video you took was fantastic.
Yeah.
It sounded great.
I hate taking concert snaps, and I hate watching them, so I apologize for that, but I was a lit boy.
Journey's like something that, I mean, like, I snapped, I went and saw Hall & Oates this summer.
Right. Oh, was, man. I forgot about
that. I missed that. What? You saw Hall & Oates?
Yeah, with my drunk-ass 34-year-old sister. Like, my 7-year-old sister.
Oh, yeah.
No, she's fucking, I love her so much. No, it was fun. It was just so funny. Like, she grew up listening to Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
And, like, I discovered Hall & Oates in, like, high school.
Right.
And I was like, wow, this is what made pop music.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, very true.
Yeah, like, Hall & Oates. But anyway, so we saw Hall & Oates, and, like, and she was really drunk.
My cousin would be so jealous.
No, but, yeah, I saw them this summer, and, like, I don't do, like, I hate concert snaps, like, right. Snapchats,
yeah.
too. But I was like, people need to experience this.
Yes!
I don't care if it's a shitty concert snap story. Like, I do not care. This is Hall & fucking Oates.
Well, yeah, you're going to respect them. They're like, a big name, too. So it's not, so, like, everyone needs to see that.
They are.
Yeah, they pave the way, man. I love Hall & Oates. But before Journey, on the way up, so for my CD release party earlier this month, March 4th. Thanks, baby. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, it's April now. March 4th, CD release party, we made 300 Jello shots, and we sold 150.
I drank, three of those.
What happened to the other 150?
My dad took them home
okay, go on.
And froze them in a big sack.
You're kidding me.
No. And so yesterday,
and that's why.
Guess what sack was in the Trailblazer? And what happens to Jello shots a month after they're made is that the alcohol rises to the top.
Yeah, no.
So we busted open those little plastic cups of Jello shots.
You and your dad?
And our friend Jenny and her daughter. But Jenny kept passing those up to us while we were driving up to the venue. So I took 13 Jello shots before we even got to the VIP lounge.
What the hell?
Drank hella beer at the VIP lounge. Drank hella beer during the show. It was lit, boys.
This is what I love about, like,
America.
Well, yeah. Being a white man in America, you can drink while you drive, and it's chill.
Yeah. It was just Jello eyes of her.
It was just Jello, I promise you. No, but this is what I love about, like, so my dad, too. Today I got a new car.
Hey!
It looks very nice. Like
thank
it.
You.
Oh, yeah. I parked behind it. I didn't even know.
Yeah, well, that's my new fun car. Be careful. Careful backing out of there. Don't scratch
I parked on the road.
Oh.
So actually, it's not, you are a liar.
Yeah, I am a liar. I didn't park behind you.
You are a dirty, dirty liar. You dirty
so, fuck Cameron Weaver.
Fuck Cameron Weaver.
That's our first shirt.
That is. But so I got a new car today. It's my dad's. My dad had it for a couple years. His like ex-girlfriend drove it for a while.
Oh,
yeah, long
touchy.
Story. It's fine. Yeah. So but he doesn't really drive it.
She's dead now.
And so she's not. She's dead to him.
She's not in the picture.
Dead to me too, honestly. But if
got
she
dope
did
ass car.
She did mother my like guy who I still consider my stepbrother.
Mm.
Because like, gotcha. I've known him. I knew him since 7th grade, and then they broke up when I was like mid college. So I knew him for like 7 years.
That's how I feel about
Paramore. As this guy who was like gonna be
they're
my
fine.
Stepbrother.
He's back now.
But then he never was my stepbrother. But
right.
We still like talk. It's cool. He's a nice guy. Anyway, so I bought this car for my dad today. I mean, but like I still like took a loan out. Like it wasn't like my dad gave me it. I mean, he did give me a better deal than he would have or ran straight. It doesn't matter. I got a new car today. I saw my dad.
Minutia.
This is where I'm going with this. Is that, like, I really, like, so my dad, he's like, I'm going out of town tonight, so you got to get here by like 3 or 3:30. And I'm like, okay. So I get there at like 2:30 or 3. And he's like, I'm going to this event later. And I was like, where are you going out of town to? And he's like, Warsaw. And I was like, is that really out of town? I was like, that's like a half hour away from where you live.
Yeah. Google it, people listening.
Yeah, yeah. So Wabash, Indiana is a half hour away from Warsaw, Indiana. Probably 45 minutes, actually. Anyway. Yeah. And I was like, where are you going? And he's like, oh, this place, they're having like a dinner in Warsaw. They're going to have drinks and stuff. And I was like sodas? And he's like, no.
adult sodas.
Definitely not fucking sodas, yeah. you disgusting excuse of a son.
You waste of a sperm.
You piece of shit. No, my dad, but no. But this is why I originally said this.
And he hits you like Pigpen.
Oh shit, that's some real throwback.
That's a real throwback.
That's episode number one.
Yeah,
baby.
Praise the Pigpen. Wow.
Yeah, thank God we've made it.
With your help, we've raised 5 cents.
With your help, we've actually lost a lot of money. Paying for shit for this podcast.
A lot of money and a lot of time.
We hired Joy Williams to cover a different Chainsmokers song for our commercial, and she said no after she took the down payment.
I don't get that joke at all. Okay, yeah, but so what's cool is we can get drunk with our dads. That's all I'm saying. My dad drinks. My dad's a good old boy.
Yeah.
And I really like him. Like, I love my dad.
Man. I've been getting drunk with my dad for 4 years.
I felt weird about getting drunk with my dad.
Yeah, it is weird.
The only time I've ever been drunk with my dad was we went to Vegas, actually.
Oh, hell shit, yeah. Baby.
Back in January.
Shit, yeah.
What I would give to go to Vegas with my dad.
Dude, they... No,
I went when I was 20.
The thing, though, is you actually have a good relationship with your dad, though. I don't.
Oh, okay.
But it was just weird because, he's...
Thanks.
No problem. He's just the kind of guy, like, even though he hasn't been in either of my brother or myself's lives very often,
yeah.
He still acts like he's protective.
Yeah.
Why not? And so, my brother
so
and
it's
I...
like Chet from Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Johnny.
except my dad's not dead yet. So,
that's a deep cut. Oh,
that
fuck.
Was a deep cut.
Yeah. You brought up bad memories there. I missed Chet.
Sorry.
Chet.
I love Chet, dude. Chet?
But no,
that was bullshit. Anyway, go on.
But no, like my brother and I, we went out late night in Vegas.
Yeah,
and
as you do,
yes.
It's Vegas,
and I want to say it was about like maybe 1 or 2 in the morning, and he called me like 6 or 7 times asking where we were. He was asleep in the room.
Uh huh.
We didn't actually get drunk with him. He actually drank like maybe a few beers and went to bed. That's like, the extent.
So you and Chris hung out.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, I'm a little tipsy, so.
Boy, do I. That made no sense.
But yeah, so like that was the only time I ever drank with my dad, and yeah. It's weird for me because I don't have a good relationship with him. You guys do though.
It's weird. I'm at that age now where we're definitely I'm more of a friend with my dad than he's a dad.
Then he's a dad.
You know what I mean? And like my parents got divorced when I was young anyway.
How young?
I was 10.
Oh, I was 6. That's why.
Yeah.
I thought you were like in middle school or something.
I was 1.5.
It was close. Jesus. I would have been 11, actually. Yeah. 6th grade. You had 5 years.
I was 11. It was like right after kindergarten. I actually remember when my dad, like, I still remember when my dad came up and he's like, I think me and your mom are breaking up. He's like crying.
Oh, man.
And I was like this little kid. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Okay, let's like, drink some more, boys.
He was like, well, look, let's just get a little vulnerable. No, I just remember that moment. It's not like a sad moment.
Right.
Like I just remember it happening.
Right.
I'm not like I remember my dad came up when I was 6 years old.
Yeah.
And he's like, you mean your mama? No, that didn't happen. That didn't
it's
happen
all
well.
Your fault.
No, yeah. Jesus. No, my dad never hit me in the face. I got spanked. I got spanked.
Well, yeah, I got spanked.
We all got spanked.
That's why I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're 90s kids. Only 90s kids remember getting spanked.
Only 90s kids have kinks.
Apparently, my mom actually told me this the other day. I apparently embarrassed the shit out of her because, my brother, got so bad. That like she used to spank him with a wooden spoon.
Oh baby!
And but it got so bad for him, she actually got a miniature wooden spoon to put in her purse. That's how bad my brother was.
Yeah, but like I agree, you need to if it's your own kid.
But like for me though, like, my brother, sure. Whenever she would touch her purse, he shut up right away. He knew what was coming.
She's grabbing that whooping spoon.
for me though, I knew what was coming because my brother got it. Mm-hmm. For me though. if we were out in public, I like dropped down on the floor apparently, and I made a scene.
You just went limp.
She told me that apparently I told her, I yelled, "Don't beat me with the wooden spoon, Molly! Don't do it! Don't do it!"
That would get her arrested today.
Yeah, and she's like, and she would like get me like, "No, I'm not gonna beat you. Just get up, get up." She told me the other day, I'm like, "I did that."
Oh, I thought you said she told me the other day she's gonna whip me with the wooden spoon.
Well,
like, what'd you do?
I'm not a good person. No, no.
When I was a little kid, I actually. Where the fuck was I going?
I don't know, dude. Spanking?
No. Oh, you're talking about spanking.
Yes. Okay, no.
We are talking about spanking.
Okay, one, what I was going to say. Oh, I have two things. This is why I got them confused. When I was a little kid once, I was very bad. I was a very bad child.
Yeah.
I tried to... So, we had a babysitter, which is a really funny John Mulaney joke about having a 13-year-old babysit, like, your, like, 8-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's like, that's having a horse watch a dog.
Yeah, it's so true. I love that.
So there was like this 16-year-old girl that would babysit me and my sister. My sister's 4.5 years older than me. This poor my parents got divorced. So I was like 5, maybe 4.
She was like almost
my
10.
Sister's like 10 or 11.
Yeah.
The 16-year-old's babysitting us. Still like responsible enough.
This is the plotline to Zathura, starring Kristen Stewart, I'm pretty sure.
I've never seen that movie because fuck Kristen Stewart. Yeah.
It's like a really bad space ripoff of Jumanji.
Oh
yeah, it was bad.
You know they're remaking Jumanji. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Actually,
we'll talk about that in a minute.
Continue.
But
so your
name's Renee. I still remember this. I had a big crush on her. I wanted to impress Renee. I put the hose in the basement. It was an unfinished basement.
Oh no!
And I wanted to make a pool in the basement.
Oh no!
So I turned the hose on and I wanted to make a pool down there.
Rugrats 1994.
My mom was so pissed that she spanked me with yardsticks and broke them on my ass. And I laughed through it.
Oh my god.
Because I was a demon, apparently.
My god.
But this all comes back to, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and so it's like kind of an advice podcast.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, as much as it sucks when your kids are throwing a fit. And I'm going to take this advice. They're like, when your kid's throwing a fit, like when a baby like cries for a long time for no reason, you just have to ignore it as much as it sucks. Like, you just got to like let it.
In public, though?
Even in public.
Yeah,
If the kid's throwing a fit, you ignore it, and then they won't have their temper tantrums anymore.
Yep.
If you reward their temper tantrum by giving them whatever they want, so I'll shut the fuck up, then they're going to keep doing it.
That's valid, actually.
If you give a mouse a cookie...
It's gonna come back and give them more cookies. It might try and get more cookies from you.
Might bring its mouse friends.
I always heard the moose get a muffin, so I don't know where this is.
If you give a moose a muffin, it'll try to fuck your car. That's what that's what I've heard from Canadians.
That old Canada fairy tale.
Maybe syrup it somewhere in there.
Give a moose a muffin.
Have you ever seen a coos?
That was the worst Canadian accent I've ever done.
Terrible.
You ever seen a... A moose UV?
No.
It's like when a moose fucks an SUV, and they make a baby, and it's just an SUV with antlers around Christmas time.
Oh, I was gonna say that's how Horizon Zero Dawn happens.
Yes,
it's if a moose fucks an SUV.
That game is so good.
It's really good. I'm having a blast with it.
Good job, Grover.
Is it on
games?
Xbox One?
Yeah.
No, PlayStation. Nope,
it's PlayStation exclusive.
Good job, Gorilla Games. I know you follow you guys.
I know you listen to us every week, babies.
I need a
PlayStation.
Send us some free merch. I need a PlayStation.
You do need a PlayStation.
I have an Xbox, though. Why do I need a PlayStation?
Because you need both.
Why do you need both?
It's America!
Capitalism!
There are good games on both of them. Get them both.
I'm not
a huge gamer, though. Honestly, I have an Xbox One, and I play a lot of Rocket League, and that's about it.
I see you all the time on Rocket League, but I
haven't... You're such a Chad.
I can't get on Rocket League, though, because I've been so sucked into Mass Effect Andromeda. So.
Yeah, dude, I've been playing Mass Effect Andromeda.
Shit, dude.
That game.
Mass Effect Andromeda. I love it.
You're a fucking...
You
I almost called
the
you the C
off.
Word. That's how annoyed I was.
Cuck?
No.
That would describe
very,
you.
Very funny April Fool's joke.
You cuckin' funts. We're going to take this natural lull in the conversation to play a message from our buddies at Wax On Wax Lyrical.
Or they try to... wax on. Ooh, yeah. The Wax on Wax Lyrical Podcast. Are you interested in fucked up news, weird people, strange movies, that kind of shit? Well, get on. Get on
board. Have you got 45 minutes to waste during your week?
Yeah.
Do you like the hard 10?
Do you just like hard things? Knobs or anything else?
Wait, this is not scripted.
Come on board, Wax on Wax Lyrical Podcast. We talk about weird shit, weird movies and all that kind of stuff and everything in between. Get involved. We're from Australia. We like to talk about weird shit and we want you to listen to us.
Come this on. Is terrible. This is what you could... You know what? This is just a taste of what our podcast is.
And the taste is sour and makes
sometimes
you
sometimes a little sweet. Makes sometimes you a little fruity.
Makes you want to spit it out.
Yeah.
We're the spit but out podcast. That's okay. Podcast.
We don't mind as long as we come in your mouth. We can't fucking feel it.
No, in your ear holes. We want to come in your ears. Just let it...
Is this good?
Let us come this in your good. Ears. We love you.
Sorry.
Love you, bye-bye. Wax on Wax Lyrical. Listen, motherfuckers. Yeah.
We're on Twitter. Oh,
yeah. And we're back.
Awesome.
Hey, all that right. was fun, right? Yeah. I love those guys. Seriously, though, go over and listen to Wax on Wax Lyrical. They're some good boys. They have sexual accents.
It's true. I do. So... Actually, okay, I'm going to admit to this. I don't listen to a ton of podcasts.
Right.
Even though I do a podcast, and, like, we're supposed to, like, support whatever. I've subscribed to a lot of podcasts from, like, the Potter and Family shit that we do.
Oh, hold on. Sorry, let me wipe off me my too. Phone. Goodness gracious. Oh, good fuck.
That's, like, seven or eight.
Anyway, I'll just, that was the weirdest.
Sorry.
Good lord.
That was awesome.
Anyway, so I actually don't listen to a lot of podcasts, but I actually like.
My laugh just sounded like jungle background noise.
You know, like. Oh shit! Oh my god!
It's like, we gotta find the mystic ruins. And they're like monkeys and birds and shit. Sorry, go on.
You sure I missed Legend of the Hidden Temple.
Oh, that was your a good
you do have, go on, Sean. You do have that high-pitched ass laugh.
Okay. It does. Ass laugh.
No, your dad does.
Yeah,
no,
my dad does.
That's when you real fart.
Ooh.
It's like a little baby elephant.
Look at the elephant queef. Elephant Queef is my favorite band that played at South by Southwest.
Is it a band or porno, though?
Oh, it could be this both. Is,
I hope there's never fucking porno called Elephant Queef. Jeez.
There probably is, though. Rule 34, man. It exists. Anyway, what were you saying?
Okay, so I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, but I listen to some, like, religiously, and I really do listen to, like, Wax On. Like,
yeah.
I, like, not religiously, but, like, whenever there's a downloaded, like, I, like, listen to it, like, and, like, fall asleep to it, or then, like, wake up and listen to it while I get ready for the day.
Yeah.
I listen
to them on my way up to Indiana this weekend.
I really like their podcast. I do. Like, it's funny. They're funny guys.
Very structured. More structured.
I like
structured
them a lot.
Than us.
They're, yeah. they're like us, but more structured right. and Australian.
They're
so,
good.
So way better.
You guys, Wax on Wax Circle told me I was funnier than you guys, but I haven't listened to you guys at all. I feel bad.
It's true, though. You are funnier.
They told
than us.
You.
In the email after I was featured.
Oh, and after episode 10?
Yes. They episode said that 10. I was funnier than you guys, and I should have taken over the podcast.
That's funny.
Because it's true.
That's good because it's April Fool's Day.
Now, right now.
Right now, the day we're recording. It's April Fool's Day.
Joke's on
and
you.
And so the joke's on you because they sent that knowing we were going to record today. And that's now fair. They're going to April Fool's your ass.
That's fair.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I love you. You're funny.
What were you saying, though?
What were you saying?
I just like their podcast. I'm just plugging them, man. I like them.
I'll plug them.
I'll plug them before I plug them. My wiener. Sorry, guys.
So, guys, I'm throwing it back a little bit because I have something I'm pretty pissed off about from the last week.
Let's hear it.
Remember when I talked about going to that Klan rally?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, okay. The Taylor Swift tribute band. Concert.
Oh Jesus!
Tribute concert. Like,
you
she
went
died.
To a Klan rally?
No, remember, but like it was so
way back.
It was so effing white. And Sarah, it's just for jokes. I really did have a good time. I haven't talked to that girl ever since, by the way.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Actually.
So I went to that Taylor Swift show. And it was super white. But there was a girl there, like one of, like, you know, there were like 9 people that performed. But this girl I really did like. And she's like been going out to L.A. and like working on records and stuff like that. Wow, so
nice.
Her name's Callie Rohde, I think. That's her name on Instagram. I think that's her stage name anyway. Maybe that's her real name.
Go
I don't freaking
Callie
know.
Rohde.
She's really good, though. She plays left-handed guitar, which I think is hot.
Really?
Sorry. And she's just pretty anyway. But anyway. But she is very good, and like I don't want to diminish her talent by saying that she's pretty. Okay? Okay. And she was going to be at Tin Pan South in Nashville a few days ago. And I almost went to that show because I wanted to hear her play. It was like around like there were 5 songwriters. It's like this songwriter festival going on over like a few days. And she was going to be there with a couple of the people, and I almost went. But then I was like, no, I haven't been to the gym in a few days. I got to go to the gym. I got to go grocery shopping. Got to do laundry before I come up to Indiana.
Adult stuff.
Yeah. And so I skipped it. And I get on Instagram that night. And Keith Urban showed up to that round and played and was just sitting in there. And this room has like 150 people standing max. I could have been that close for a free Keith Urban show, basically. What?
And he's a guitar god.
Yes.
Wow.
I would have loved to have seen him because I didn't do New Year's Eve this year. I didn't go down and see him. I've never seen Keith Urban yet, just like concert DVDs.
Right.
He's so
and he just showed up at the round, sat down. He would play a song, and then the other guys would play a song, and he would like play guitar with them while they were singing.
That's
like,
insane.
Yeah, he sat right next to Callie Rohde, and I was like, I almost went and saw her because I wanted to anyway. And then Keith freaking Urban was going to be there. I was really upset.
Wow.
You taking a selfie?
I'm Snapchatting. I'm still listening to you.
That's okay. No, it's funny. You when I walked in, I said, Chad, how'd you do at the PGA Tour? Because it's not funny for you listening yet. But he's in his work attire. He's got the short hair. He had a baseball cap on, a Cubby's hat. He's got a nice button-up shirt with a little pocket boy on it and stripes and stuff.
Here's
and then
the thing.
Pants that match, which I think is gray. I'm colorblind.
They're gray. Yeah.
They're gray?
Okay, if you're colorblind, you can definitely see gray, you dumbass.
That's not how it works. I'm not a dog.
But you still tell
Is your shirt gray?
No.
No, it's green.
See, I thought his shirt was gray.
You're kidding.
God.
No!
You can't see green?
I love green. That's not green. That's gray.
That's green.
No, that's green and blue.
It's green and checkered with blue.
The gray and
the gray
white
pants,
and blue.
The gray pants are fucking with you. That's the thing.
That's gotta. Well, I can't see your pants right. Oh, but the table's gray.
Yeah.
Okay.
True.
You look
is
gray.
It gray.
There's a slight gray is tinge
gray?
In the shirt.
Chad's gray in it.
There's. Listen, I'm slightly colorblind too. Not apparently not as much as you. You fucking German shepherd. You fucking golden retriever over here. But no, like
I'm
I,
a good
but...
boy. Just a little dumb.
But no,
I love you for who you are.
It's a green and blue shirt.
You look professional. I bet you did a good job at
this.
Thing.
Is not
professional
this is not what I wore to work. Actually, I actually changed shirts. I just kept the same pants on.
Okay,
that I wore to work today.
Yeah.
What
do I look like?
I don't think you know what golfers wear.
Washed up hipster
this.
Trash.
Yeah, a little bit
with that
nerd ass big ass
nerd ass big ass vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm that fat guy that plays Magic on the weekends at the game store.
Well,
except I play the Star Wars X-Wing miniatures game.
Most nerds don't wear that nice of an overshirt. Though.
Oh, thank you. I do love this flannel. I got it at Old Marines Boys.
Most nerds like that would just wear like a big, huge, like just regular shirt over it. No flannel.
Or like a graphic tee.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm trying to not fit what I know I am.
I know what I am, and I embrace the shit out of it. So.
Yeah, I've been loving flannel lately. I hate myself because I moved to Nashville and I buy flannel. So
I can tell myself I'm gonna buy any more flannel. I own 2 flannels. I love wearing them, but it's one of those things where like you wear it too many times, people start to notice. Like
yeah, that's kind of my
you wear
it's
it.
My brand now.
So I need to buy more.
Yeah, they're comfy. They're
nice.
They're fun. I like wearing overshirts because I've got. I'm a fat boy.
Man boobs.
Yeah, man boobs. And
I got you right here, too.
I got man muffin top, baby, real bad.
Like, I probably do. I got some love handles, but it's not. I mean, it's just, listen.
I have an hourglass
figure.
This is the dad podcast.
Exactly.
We know what we're working with.
Yeah. I look like Mike Wazowski. I know it. I get it.
You don't have one eye, dumbass.
You don't know that.
But what if he does?
I'm looking at you right now.
No, I mean, it's under my shirt. I have one four big eyes. Eye. I have six teeth and one big eye.
Four-eyed fuck.
I am wearing glasses right now.
I love saying four-eyed fuck. That's all I want to
four-eyed
say.
Four-eyed fuck. That's my four-eyed favorite. That's my favorite band name.
Adam. That's stupid.
You peeing?
Yep.
All right, Jordan's going to go pee.
Jordan's going to go pee, so we're going to take a break.
No, we're not. I'm going to talk about bathrooms.
I'm kidding. We're not taking a break.
Obviously. We can't take a break. Yeah.
We have done that before.
We have. Oh, you're right, because I've gone to pee, but then we just kept it rolling. Like now. I can hear him peeing in my headphones. I wonder if they can. Probably not.
They probably can.
I don't think so.
If you can hear the headphones, they can hear it.
Bathrooms at big arena events.
What?
Are hysterical.
Like in what way?
Like, you've been to a basketball game or a football game, right?
I've been to a professional. Lot of live sporting events.
Yes, yeah. Or a concert even in the Coliseum. Colleges, yeah. So,
oh, because you went to Fort Worth.
Yeah, because I observed this. So, I was drunk, so I had to go pee between Asia. Asia opened for Journey, by the way. It's pretty dope.
Oh, wow.
It was the heat of the moment.
Yeah, that's their only song that's famous.
And, of course, they played it last.
Oh, yeah. You have to sit through all their bullshit.
Last. I'm back.
They were good, though. Hey, Jordan's back.
Hey there.
But
what'd you do?
I peed.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, I had no
tell
idea.
Us about
we didn't
it.
Hear it in the head.
How many times did you shake it when you were done?
Twice, because if you do it three times, I'm not blaming myself, Les.
Yeah, that's how you make yourself
you
feel
blind.
You can't
blame yourself. That's fine.
I mean, you can, yes.
I do it all the time. Listen, I shake at least 82 times
listen,
when I'm done
playing
peeing.
With yourself makes you go blind. I'm fucking Stevie Wonder in this picture. Okay.
That's one of my favorite pictures, like the Grammys this year.
Yeah.
No one turns Stevie over.
He's like, everyone's looking in one direction and clapping, and he's looking the other way. They're like, you assholes.
Why no one turns Stevie around?
Oh my God, Stevie.
Terrible. What's the definition of endless love? Stevie Wonder and Helen Keller playing tennis.
Who?
Stephen Wonder.
It's actually a German name. It's Wonder.
Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
So I went to the bathroom during the Between Asia and Journey.
I've been there.
And
that actually sounds. Wait. Can we, it sounds like it was more than a concert. I was in a restroom between Asia and my journey.
I went to the bathroom once.
I stopped in Nepal near Mount Everest to use the restroom.
Yeah.
On this long journey to get some spices from the Far East to bring them back. I had to bring it back from North. I'm a spice trader. My name's Marco Polo.
Oh, man.
Cam Marco Po-weave.
Po-weave. Po-weave.
Po-weave. Anyway, so we went to the restroom.
So I went to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom, and you know how it is. Ladies, y'all had a real long line because you've got to go into the stall. You've got to wipe off the seat or put down a protective thing.
Which
undo,
is fair. More than fair. More
undo
than fair.
Your sexy concert clothes. Sit the fuck down or hover. Pee.
Or hover.
Wipe. Stand up and repeat, but in the opposite order. And then you get out of the stall, wash your hands, and then you leave the bathroom. Guys, all we have to deal with is... Every stranger farts, burps, sighs, and then goes, oh boy, in that order when they go to the bathroom.
That's
every single
so
one of them.
So weird because that's so fucking accurate.
Yes, every single one of them. Like, we stood in line for maybe 30 seconds from outside of the bathroom until I was at the urinal. And every guy in there, you just hear, oh boy. And then, like, but all happening at different times for each person, but every person in there does those four things. And then one random guy will always be like, hell of a show, right? And try to talk to someone else in there.
While he's pissing.
While he's pissing. He's not looking, and so he's spraying the wall in front of him. And I just think that was really funny because I was like, every single person has done the exact same things. And I did the exact same things. Well, now I got to do another edit point. That was just for us. There we go.
Cool.
So that's what I observed about arena bathrooms. Also,
that's true at any event.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like
anytime people are drinking, those are the four things a man will do.
Right. I went to my dad to Nashville for a
heard of it.
Excuse you.
Sorry.
Where you live.
Yeah.
Heard of it. You live in.
I went to my dad to Nashville. We saw Notre Dame versus LSU. So we're Notre Dame fans. We're from Indiana.
LSU is my favorite drug.
For like some kind of. That's a good joke.
Thank you.
I don't even remember what bowl game it was.
Rose?
Some, no. No, that's like the
Hey, best. Audrey.
The orange.
Jesus Christ.
The orange bowl?
No, Super. It wasn't. No, none of you are going to get
Guac.
It. You're not going to get this. You're going to get it. Just fucking forget.
The
forget
Orange it. Island League.
Is the
Johto. The Johto Bowl.
Johto is the Johto Bowl.
Was it the Kanto Bowl?
Yeah, no.
Kanto? Kanto.
Kanto.
Yeah, which
Kanto.
One is it?
Kanto.
Kanto.
Kanto is my favorite oh Pokemon my God. Region.
I'm so sorry to everyone. No. Okay, so we're in this bowl game, and the bathrooms, and this is Tennessee Titans Stadium.
Oh,
where it's where it's
yeah,
at.
Nissan mm-hmm. Stadium.
Nissan.
Yeah. Nissan Stadium.
Nissan.
Home of the Tennessee Titans.
Just like the car, the stadium doesn't hold up. Am I right? I know so much about cars. I'm a man. Anyway, That joke didn't land. Okay.
It's because we know nothing about cars.
That's why it's a joke, because I don't know shit about
cars.
Oh,
I thought you were just humble bragging.
Oh, forget about it. Okay.
Apparently, I'm sexually frustrated because I'm ripping the wrapper off of my beer.
I have thing? Heard that. Yes,
I've heard that. Yeah, it's like a psychological
apparently.
Thing, which would make sense because
I'm
a virgin who
swears.
So. Remember?
Okay, yeah. So, anyway.
Remember?
They had the... They had the big, they had the porta potties, they had the, not the porta potties.
The portable
they had
potties.
The urinals. Shut the fuck up. They had the urinals that were like, it's just a trough.
No, I can't do that. They had those at
they
Hangout.
Pisses into.
They had those at Hangout, I pissed in my pants.
I wait until a stall is open. My lord, no.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, if I have to pee, I go to that trough.
Well, I'm a grower, not a shower. I don't want
I'm
people to think I've got a baby dick.
I'm a grower, not a shower too, buddy. And
I don't want
still
people
don't
think
give,
I have a stack of quarters as a dick.
I don't give a shit. Stack of quarters.
I like that Scrubs reference.
From a man who works at a bank. Stack of quarters is bigger than you think.
No, buddy. I mean a stack of two quarters.
Oh, of two quarters. Okay, good. Hey, to our female listeners.
Sometimes that'll happen.
I apologize. Hey, I was in the pool, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was cold.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's a Seinfeld reference
yeah.
for you uncultured fucks out there.
Oh my God.
Sorry. I can't stop cursing. Okay. Anyway, it just had the big trough, and I can relate to what Cameron said, because yeah. everyone was like, hell of a game. They're yeah. like, oh man, LSU's going to bring it. You know that guy Miles Lacy, whatever his fucking name is. I'm from the South, out Louisiana. And then everyone from Notre Dame is like, oh yeah, I'm from Northern Indiana. How's it going?
Hello. I love Notre Dame.
But I'm Phil Cosby.
Go Notre Dame.
Suburbs.
Jello shots.
Jello shot. Yeah, so.
That's hilarious.
Quaaludes.
Oh, gosh.
What?
Hey, if we're going there, we're going there.
That's
buddy.
True.
I get it.
We just put this one on Patreon.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys start a Patreon?
Because
one.
No one's gonna pay.
No
for
one's
us.
Gonna pay for this.
Wait, you have Patreon?
Would you pay for it?
I would. Yeah.
Jordan
well,
would.
Well, yes, one person. Thank
Jordan
you.
Would. I've always thought that, but he'd be the only one. I would.
Jordan. Jordan, and maybe one or two other people would pay for
we
it.
We would have to. We would shout out Jordan every week on the podcast.
Thank you, Jordan.
Which we
for
do
me,
anyway.
I was a subscriber.
Yeah.
I like the last podcast where you didn't mention me at all. And at the very end, after
Jordan
the,
is our friend.
After the out,
I was gonna ask you if you heard that. If you listened
that
long after I made a. Chad
that
got cleaner.
That app wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
We talked a lot of shit about it while it was happening, but it
yeah.
wasn't as bad as we acted.
It wasn't that bad.
No,
it was just, bad. I mean, there was like a little less energy because Cameron was hungover? Extremely like hungover.
Yeah, that's what
and
it was.
Sober-ish.
Very
yeah,
sober.
Very sober.
I think just one of us has to be drunk when we record.
Or all of us.
Which is a good thing for today.
Yeah, because we're all a little,
let's
at, least
clink.
A, at least a little tipsy.
Clink, clink.
This, I have a can, so.
I listening to my this in my headphones while we're recording that, everyone who just heard
made
that
you cringe.
Hates us.
Oh, yeah.
Because it hurt me.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
So.
But yeah.
So I stopped at IUPUI
yes.
on my way up to Indy.
Get a caribou,
Indiana. Well,
caribou
it is
coffee?
In Indiana. I did. I got caribou coffee, What's funny is I left my house at 4 a.m. This isn't that funny.
Choco Moo Latte.
Mm-hmm. Campfire Mocha.
That's what it is.
So yeah, good.
They still have that.
Yes. So
was it the same woman that did it, though?
Yes. So
Eliza?
Eliza.
Eliza's still there.
I left my house at 4 in the morning, Nashville time.
That's insane.
And I drank a Caribou iced mocha, which I bought at the grocery store. And so I drank that, and then I get to Indianapolis about 10 o'clock Indiana time. I made great time.
Very nice.
Wait. Yeah. Yeah.
You have to win?
I made good time. I left my house at 5 in the morning Nashville time.
Jesus.
Made it to Indianapolis at 10 o'clock Indiana time.
And you're
time.
Central, so it's...
And I stopped to get gas, too. It was 4 hours.
So 4 hours. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
How fast were you going?
Never hours. Over 80.
I make it there never about, over like, 5 and a half. Five and a half.
I know. Hours. Yeah, wow. I made great time.
Do you count
time.
The time change?
What?
Do you count the time change?
Oh, no,
maybe it's 4 and a half.
Yeah, I think you're doing 4 and a half.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's anyway. Insane. Wow.
Let me do my Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, it was a car.
It's, like right, it's like right back. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Is it a video of the turtle that does Owen Wilson?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Was that a Birdo from
the
Mario Brothers?
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So I stopped in Indianapolis to get a little bit of work done.
Right.
Because it was a work day.
Why'd you told me, asshole?
I was literally not there that long. I stopped there. I put the news in for my work.
Whatever.
I got a campfire mocha from Eliza who goes, hey, I remember you. How have you been? Where are you
really?
At now?
Yes.
She remembers you?
And I saw her in December, but before that it would have been a year. And she remembered me in December too. Because I saw her every day at least twice a day.
Well, shit goes by so fast.
Yeah. Like, it's so true, man.
Time goes by fast. Like, working... I mean, like, I work in customer service at a bank, and it's like, I remember people who have come in months.
Yeah.
How much does that suck? Working with customer service.
I don't want to talk about it.
But I would literally... I would see her 2 or 3 times a day, every day in college, because, like, that's what I spent all my money on, was campfire mochas.
Which is disgusting.
Yeah. She even knew my order. That's the coolest thing. I get up there, and she's like, oh, are you getting a campfire mocha? And I was like, yes, please, Eliza. Damn it. I love you. And so that was fun. But
is she like a woman, or?
She's a little Filipino woman.
Yes.
Old. Like, she could teach me things. In the ways of the Force.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
She can teach you a lot of things. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
About sex.
I was about to say something super offensive, and I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, don't.
Okay.
I'm curious.
Go on. God! You did not.
I muted the mic to say that.
Yeah. Everyone, all right, hey, subscribe to our Patreon, and you can hear what Kara said.
Yeah. It was very offensive. So,
oh, shoot.
Yeah, I'm offended.
But I love a lot. Here's what... That's a bleep.
Okay, bleep that.
That
out.
Was a bleep. So,
oh my god, I'm drunk. I'm sorry.
So, what happens when you've been awake for 7 hours and all you've done is drink coffee is you have to take a poop.
Of course.
So,
as
natural,
you do.
Natural laxative.
Yeah,
diuretic.
It is. So,
diuretic,
what happened was, every time I make this trip and I stop in Indy, I get a coffee, I drink that coffee, and I have to poop really bad. So I go all the way up to the 4th floor of the campus center at IUPUI, because there's no one there. No one's on that floor typically around the time that I was there. It's in the morning.
Except this time.
Except this time. So I go in there.
Oh, I just guessed. All right. Cool.
Yeah, I go in there. It's quiet. Super quiet. I don't think anyone's there. I check, though. The way it's set up is you walk in, there are 5 stalls along the right side of the room.
Right.
So I always go to the middle one. I don't use the handicap stall. I just use the middle one. And
you're not that much of an asshole.
Right. So the first 2 stalls were empty. I knew that for sure. The 3rd stall was empty because I go into it, and the one right next to me to the right was empty. So that's 4. I did not check the handicap stall. I didn't go to the handicap stall.
Oh, no.
I didn't check it. So I'm sitting there, and I have had a long day already, a lot of coffee, and I start making boy butt noises. Real bad. Like, I'm talking, have you ever farted on a wooden pew in the middle of a really high-ceiling church?
Actually, yes.
Yes. It's where it's like, yeah. And it reverbs.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I sit down, and like, you know, I'm on an open bowl, and I just start ripping ass. And I...
An open bowl?
because I because I stopped aging mentally at 13, I start laughing at my own farts.
I do that too.
Yes, in the middle of this public bathroom.
It's awkward when you're like farting really, because like you can't hold it in. I know exactly where you're coming from. It's like when you have to shit so bad and you're like, I don't care what anyone thinks. I'm letting this rip in this public restroom.
Right. But I also thought I was alone.
Oh. Oh
yes.
Oh.
I, at this point, I laugh still,
when people are in there.
Yes.
To be to kind of break the ice.
Tension.
Right. Yeah.
But I to just like, did oh, this. Funny. Yeah. I just did this because I thought I was alone. I was ripping ass. It was glorious. And it was hilarious. And I started laughing. And then there was a person two stalls down in the handicapped stall who kind of laughs. And then I go, oh! And then I laugh harder. Oh, and he starts cracking up. And then he starts farting too.
But he probably laughed so hard that he farted.
We are laughing. We are laughing together. Two stalls down. In the fourth floor IUPUI campus center bathroom, laughing and farting at the same time.
That's a connection you never thought would ever happen.
And that I never wanted, but it was hilarious.
That's insanely
so funny. Then I, like, we calm down. I'm just going, oh, man. And then, like, I hear a flush. He gets out. He washes his hand. He's still giggling. He goes, good luck, man. And then he leaves.
Oh, my God.
And I finish my business. I'm, like, crying at this point. And I walk out of the bathroom, and then, like, I never saw who it was, but, like, we really had a genuine bathroom connection.
Don't you learn that?
You had a moment.
Do a misconnection in the IEPY student newspaper. Misconnection. We were farting together in the restroom, and we had a good laugh about
we
it.
We should be best friends.
We had some good gigs over it. We had some good giggles over it.
Oh, man.
Hit me up at, and then push your number.
Listen to the Dad Podcast.
Listen to the Dad Podcast. We'll talk about it next week, April 3rd.
April 3rd is when this comes out, yeah.
April 4/3/17. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This is not over. I just want to say thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yeah, I wanted to check in. How you doing? You want to stand up and stretch if you can? Because we've got a little bit of ways to go.
You probably should. This might be a two-hour-long podcast. I could go on forever.
This would be a long one.
No, we're at least an hour 10 in by now.
We're 52 minutes in.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I got to edit it a little bit, but man, this has been a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, baby boys and baby girls, this is your buddy Cameron Weaver of the Dad Podcast sitting here in Nashville. Just got done editing the new episode with Jordan Kenyon and realized that the file was too large to bounce as one piece. So this is your intermission. Go ahead and go to the concession stand, get yourself some doubts. Or Kit Kat. I'll wait on you. (Sighs)